Hello, That Kind of Nerd patrons. I know this wasn't something that you were expecting to see in your feed, but this was just a conversation that was too good to pass up. Josh and I were getting ready to record episode 185 when we just went off on a little tangent and ended up talking about the movie Vice. We went on for like 20 minutes or so. It was just so good that we decided, hey, we should release this. So you fine people are going to be getting the exclusive access to this conversation. I hope you enjoy it. It's just going to start. Josh and I were just messing around, just riffing a little bit. And then I remembered that we didn't talk about Vice between the two of us. So it's just going to start right away. Just want to say again, thank you for all your support. We hope that this is stuff that you're interested in. If you guys like this, let us know, and maybe we'll do some more one-off stuff like this. So without further ado, here is our conversation about Vice. Oh, hold on. We need to talk about Vice. You and I need to talk about
for sure
how great that movie was. I don't care. Whatever. We'll put this on Patreon or whatever. Vice was fantastic.
Vice is going to win all kind of shit.
I don't know if it will. So
why not?
Because
it was made by a point of view that all the snowflakes can get behind.
Yes.
But it told the story that I'm sitting there watching it with Laura, and she's like, you know, so how you feeling about this? And I'm like, I think it's fucking amazing. Like,
yeah.
That's Chaney. That's what Chaney was like. That's what I want.
I mean, that's
want that. I don't want anything else. That's what I want him to be like.
Yeah. And that was the thing at the end when he turned. So Chaney breaks the fourth wall at the very end. It's just like, I wouldn't change anything that I did. This is what I wanted to do. And I did it.
Goddamn right.
And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, like, okay. I'm not asking for someone to, I don't need you to, I'm not asking you to put an extra spin on it and villainize him. I know what he did.
Oh, they did, though, but they did.
They did, but I don't need that. I know what he did, why he did it, and I'm like, okay, like, we were all behind this. If you act like you weren't behind this when it was happening, you're an idiot. Like,
man, I thought the entire, there wasn't a person on that cast where I was like, meh.
Yeah.
I could do without that.
I wholeheartedly agree.
All of them.
It
all
was
of them.
So good.
Like all the way down to Alison Pill, who I'm normally not a fan of.
I like Alison Pill.
Yeah, I'll go back to
Scott Pilgrim in the Newsroom for me.
Newsroom, yeah. I did not like her.
I did.
So no. Every single character, I'm going, this is just on point.
Yeah,
really on point.
I like Adam McKay a lot. I think he does good work, but he makes movies in a way that's really different, out of the box a little bit for people, so it's a little jarring. Like, you remember The Big Short, where they had like Margot Robbie in a bathtub drinking champagne to explain like finances to you because you don't know knows what the fucking term is.
Yes, I do. Like, I do. Only as a matter of fact, remember that
the only way you will pay attention to what I'm about to tell you about mortgages is if Margot Robbie's in a bathtub drinking champagne. Are we cool with that? All right. And I love the fact I'm literally losing my shit in the middle of the movie where they start rolling the credits. And the Chaneys stayed out of public life and public view, and they raised dogs, and Chaney ran an Iron
Man.
We're
cracking up.
I'm losing my shit. No one else in the theater is laughing as hard as I am. Like, I'm clearly right in on it.
I think a lot of people forget that he directed and he produced The Other Guys, which is one of the funnier movies in the last 10 years.
I also agree. I like The Other Guys a lot. I like it more than like Step Brothers and other movies in that same
vein. For sure. Because Mark Wahlberg wasn't in Step Brothers. But like, the guy can do comedy. He can do drama. He can do action. Very, very. Look, I was very happy.
I mean,
very happy.
Big fan of Jesse Plemons. I think
Jesse Plemons is in everything,
and he knows how to pick the right things. Like, he was in Game Night, and he like stole the show on Game Night. Like, just stole the movie. Any scene he was in Game Night, he totally stole. I mean, Christian Bale is just amazing as an actor. I even thought Amy Adams was. I mean, like,
Amy
nobody
Adams
was better.
Is always fantastic.
Steve Carell. I was like, Steve Carell's a little Steve Carell. Nope,
perfect.
He was great. And then
Sam Rockwell.
Please, yes. Can we talk about when you talk about the two people leading this movie, actor wise, Christian Bale, Sam Rockwell,
Sam Rockwell had a much smaller part than Amy Adams.
Great, freaking performance.
Really, 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 really rocked the hell out of that performance.
I have never... I don't walk out of many videos or movies, I should say, of Sam Rockwell's going, oh, he was okay. I'm always like, God damn, Sam Rockwell, you're so good.
Zaphod Beeblebrox. Like, he's the high point.
I'm trying to remember...
Sam, of Hitchhiker's Guide. It was Sam Rockwell, Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Right,
it was
Hitchhiker's.
It was Sam Rockwell... in the villain role in Charlie's Angels. And you're like, what on earth just happened?
I remember watching Moon, which has Sam Rockwell three times in the movie. Really great performance. I mean, everything he does is just great. But there was Tyler Perry also. Colin Powell. Tyler Perry's... I was just like, I'm enjoying watching Tyler Perry right now.
Yeah, and he was... Yes, yes. I did not hate Tyler Perry. It wasn't... I wasn't disappointed in any way by it. It was just, it was good.
It just was. Right.
But like I said, there wasn't a single bad performance.
Correct, yeah.
Not one.
I definitely enjoy, and I like the fact that on the political spectrum, you and I are on different planes. But
oh, for sure.
Both going into this movie going, cool, like I appreciate this for what it is. I can see through some of the perception of, all right, well, come on. Like, I get it, but come on. But just at the end of the day, just enjoying the movie and just seeing what's...
The chick that played Condoleezza Rice was fantastic.
She
Lisa
was
Gay Hamilton.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie was fantastic. I mean,
it came out in 2018. I watched it at the very end of 2018. And when we did the top five, I didn't list it as such because I feel like it's a 2019 movie.
Yeah, I feel so too. Yeah.
So I'm probably going to take that loophole, but at this point right now, it's my favorite movie of 2019.
Yeah, I'm willing to put that there for now.
Like, I mean, obviously we're going to have,
there's going to be a lot more.
Yeah. We're going to have, you know, work, but
yeah,
but this was, one of the better movies I've seen in the last 2 years is how I feel about it. Like it's certainly, it's like the best satirical biopic I've ever seen, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really know how else to categorize
it. Yeah,
that
really would be the best way to do it.
But it was just, it was so tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so right there in your fucking face. Like, it was everything, like, everybody knows everything that's going on, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But it's still happening, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, Dick Cheney's like, fuck yeah, it is. Yep. And that's kind of the whole movie. You're waiting for like, when are they going to blow it up?
Then
you're like,
when's someone going to go, wait a minute, that's
right.
This isn't right, right?
And you know what? And nobody ever did. And that's okay. That for me, that's perfectly okay. I understand I'm going to take some flack for that. I don't care. And it's tough to talk about a movie that is 100% political without
putting some politics in it. But no,
I'm really not trying to do that.
And
guys.
Again,
I'm just saying in retrospect, like I remember how I felt about these topics when they were going on.
Up.
And
yeah.
I felt, okay, great.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I felt like that then. I feel like that now.
Yeah. There are only a few times where I was just like, oh wow, we really let that happen. But I remember, and I'm younger than you too. So I had a different filter when the events were actually happening. Going, oh, okay, like, yeah, I'm on board with this. And now that I'm older, I was like, oh, okay, like, all right, that's a little touchy, but I wouldn't change it. It's how we got here, so I'm not gonna be like, oh, do over. Like,
yeah, this was like the first election I voted in.
Okay, yeah, so. this was the first election where I started to notice and care. Like when I started to like listen to other people's conversations about politics, and started to like. Maybe start thinking for myself. I was still taking a lot of guidance and a lot of just gut feelings from everyone around me that was on the same level as me. But it was,
yeah.
But I was still starting to care.
I was only 20.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was like it was all very new, and I had very little experience, and it was all just very new, and then. And then obviously September 11th and everything changes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's the other part was, my brother's in the military. He was on delayed entry. September 11th happened and they're like, hey, you're going to the military. And at that time, you're just like, are you going to Afghanistan? Like, what's going to happen to my brother? So you start paying attention to, you know, what at that time, you know, what the grownups were saying. I was in eighth grade, for Christ's sake. Just going, oh, what are the grownups saying? And just trying to listen to
them. I was still, I was a 20-year-old child. Yeah. Like, I was a 20-year-old with zero life experience. My entire life was about my work and my friends and my girlfriend, who's now my wife. Beautiful wife. But no, absolutely zero world experience. So everything was, you know, like you said, kind of upside down.
Yeah.
And I remember then feeling like it was going to be okay.
Right.
But I mean, this movie really
mm-hmm.
dug a lot of that up.
It did. And what I really liked too, when I just took a step back and just looked at it from the perception of that is a person and this is what a person was doing, and removing the political landscape
agenda, removing the agenda,
and just going, this is a story of a man who basically was at the bottom rung with no power. I like how they called him, you know, they called him a ne'er-do-well, but back then they would have called him an asshole. And you're just like, oh, that makes sense. A guy going from that journey to someone saying, pick your shit up, get it together. This is not the, you know, the marriage I entered into. Figure your shit out, and going, power. You know, I'll get all the power I can possibly get. And when I get the power I get, I get more. She was amazingly strong. I've never read into their life too much besides, you know, the relationship.
Yeah,
with his daughters.
I don't think the relationship can be substantiated in any way, right? But like that's how you want to see it. The stuff that you've seen about I don't know if you have, but I have. So I've watched a ton of stuff about George H.W. Bush, 41st president. We can't substantiate that he and Barbara had what people say or he says they had, but like you feel like they did.
Oh, absolutely. Same thing with,
and you feel the same thing with Cheney.
And the same thing with Cheney with his daughters. I 100% believe he had that strong relationship with his daughters.
The man would
do anything for his daughters, and even if that would cost him a political headache, he didn't give a shit. Those were his kids.
Spoilers at this point?
Listen, it's,
I guess here's what I'm saying. I was, you know, the storyline with the sisters and the one running for office.
Yeah.
And obviously Cheney made the decision not to.
In his career, make her sexuality.
Like distance himself from his daughter and her sexuality in any way.
No, he stood by her.
He did.
Yes.
But when it came to his other daughter, he was kind of like, look, that's your call.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
It's not my career. And you got to live with it.
And that's where I thought the movie.
But they didn't show any of that.
100%.
Either.
And that's where I thought the movie was unfair, of the sense of Cheney made that for his career and his life. And that was
that
his
has nothing
rule,
to do with her.
And that
right.
was his compass. And whatever.
He's like, I'm retired. I'm good.
Yeah. He's like, fine. Like, listen. And it's enough to go. You're the adult. You also have your own relationship with your sister. That's up to you. I don't feel Cheney's gonna go like, well, you know, you have my consent. Fuck that. He's not gonna be like, you don't need my consent.
I'm with you. And I like how many things were left unsaid, but super inferred.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was just really, really great writing and really great. It was a great screenplay. Like I thought all the ways they played with language and played with
The scene. Hold on, I gotta jump in. The scene where we're not gonna do like a Shakespeare soliloquy.
Oh my god!
Cut to black. Shakespeare soliloquy. I mean, just conversation between. I am just laughing my ass off. I'm almost on the floor laughing, just enjoying.
It was brilliant.
What's happening on the screen? Following and listening to their conversation, hearing them deliver it in that rhythm, in that pattern. And just enjoying the acting and the conversation that they're having. Yeah. The dramatic sound effect of lightning and thunder.
Sure. They did it a few times. They had him like yada yada a whole speech.
Yeah.
Right? And like a like monologue with like you know, curse words and insults. And it was so good.
It was really good writing. It was really good. And I'm glad that we came to that a couple points if we were just like, all right, the movie exaggerated this. I don't believe that happened, and blah blah blah, and we can at least come out with, okay, we know where the spots where it's unbalanced is unbalanced, that's but it's still kind of, a good
like,
movie.
That's where I arrived at, like, this is the best biographical satire,
yeah,
like I've ever seen, and was very satirical.
It even opens up with the opening text tells you what the movie is, which is, you know, this is the best. These are the events according to the facts that we have. Listen, we can't corroborate everything. Cheney's like
the
most.
We did the fucking best we could.
We did the fucking best we could. Cheney's the most private person in the world. We did the fucking best we could. All right. And I'm just like, I'm in for this movie. I now understand where we're coming from, that I can just sit back and just enjoy it.
Honestly, I mean, I'm not kidding. I
want to watch it again.
The nomination's been released yet?
Yeah,
for
Oscars, but for Golden Globes, it's got quite a few.
So I'm assuming it's got Bale, Amy Adams, and Steve Carell all nominated.
I'll pull it up for you on the IMDb page. I have the entire list.
And Adam McKay and Best Picture.
It better be. Christian Bale nominated for Best Actor. Amy Adams nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Sam Rockwell for Best Supporting Actor. Adam McKay for Screenplay, and Adam McKay for Director for the Golden Globes.
So not Carell, huh?
Not Carell.
That's interesting to me.
Well, I mean, it may be Carell, but this is what they have here on the IMDb list.
The thing that stood out when I was, you know, I'm obviously captivated watching the movie, and that scene where like Rumsfeld is now working for Cheney, obviously, so it's totally flipped,
right?
And he's just like,
soft touch.
Is it possible that you're more ruthless than you used to be? Yeah. And Christian Bale just sort of looks, you know, sideways. Look, he's sitting sideways in his chair, looks at him, and then he gives him like the soft touch speech later. And I'm just like, Jesus, this is.
I really like the fact that it was a man's challenge to go. I want the power. How do I get the power? I got the power. Like, I've done it. Like, nothing's gonna stop me until I get the power.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fill out along the way. And it'd be great to make some friends, but. Just like you said, his mentor is now working for him.
Right.
And Cheney is at a higher position than Rumsfeld has ever been and ever will be. And he's just like, I've got the power. And also, it's time for you to go. You would totally do this as well. Are you sorry about it? He goes, no, good. I wouldn't be either. Just like.
Right.
Yep. Right on. This is great. I'm really enjoying watching this go.
I think one more scene for me. That second or third meeting with Cheney and Bush, where they're like outside eating chicken wings, drinking lemonade, and he's like, if we can come to a different understanding,
it's the one that's in the trailers. Yes.
It is in the trailer. Not the whole scene wasn't in the trailer.
And
I'm watching it just like, I mean, he got a very powerful man to sign off on 50-50 ownership.
Oh, yeah. I think your split of 50-50 is completely unfair. I think it's 60-40, Jamie.
No, it might be, but like, dude,
he just talked his way into.
And nobody knows if that's actually the handshake, right? But right. I mean, come on, it was written so well and so believably.
It sure felt like it.
Based on the gravitas carried by Cheney, you kind of think maybe this shit happened. Right.
Yeah. There was a good line. There was another one too. It was a Steve Carell line. It was Cheney was being an it was just got the internship program and wanted to be under Rumsfeld. And he goes in and Rumsfeld's like, hey, Cheney, I saw your DUIs on there and I took care of them. And Cheney goes, thank you. He goes, no, thank you is for when your neighbor helps you with the groceries. You owe me one. I'm just like, hey, all right, I'm going to use that. I don't know when, but someone's going to owe me one day.
It really,
and I'm gonna
really,
use that sentiment of no, thank yous for the little shit. You owe me one.
Just they didn't gloss over the grime.
No,
but they also didn't make anybody an evil mastermind.
Yes,
either.
Yes, I agree with you. There wasn't a conniving guy who was stealing power.
Yeah, there weren't Weasleys. It was just very casual.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, like by the way, he thinks he's got the legal. The Galashan to be in charge now, and everyone's cool with it. So, okay, just what's next?
It really,
what's
really,
next?
Really, what's next?
What's,
when
what's
I
next?
Say what's next, it means I'm ready to move on.
Yep, what's next? All right. I hope you enjoyed this impromptu conversation about Vice. We were doing this right before we recorded episode 185, and we figured, hey, since we were talking, we might as well share it with you, patrons. So Go see this movie. I enjoyed it so much. I want to go see it again.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough. And keep an eye out for it. It's probably going to win some awards. So hope you enjoyed.